Turning our attention now to the ASX, here's Matt Burney and Bulls and Bears with the latest public company views and interviews.
Welcome to Bulls and Bears, brought to you today by rare earth developer Lindian Resources, ASX code LIN. I'm Matt Burney, and I'm joined now by the CEO of Lindian Resources, Alastair Stevens. Hi, Alastair.
Hi, Matt.
Okay, so Lindian Resources has been making a name for itself with its Kanankunde hard rock rare earth project in Malawi, where the company recently tabled an impressive maiden mineral resource that shot the lights out. Lindian has just completed its third phase infill drilling campaign at the project, aimed at increasing the confidence in the resource, and if the latest drill hits are anything to go by, that goal has well and truly been achieved. Okay, Alastair, we'll get into those great drill results shortly, but firstly, remind me, what's the current maiden resource at this project now?
This is a massive resource, Matt. It's 261 million tonnes at 2.19% TREO, which makes it a global leader in terms of its dimension and tenor. It's got an NdPr ratio of 20%, which means it contains 1.2 million tonnes of NdPr, that material which is extremely important for new age carbon abatement technology.
Okay, so tell me, this latest drill campaign went seriously well. What were the best numbers from it?
In our last campaign, which is our infill drill results, we had some spectacular results, like 119 metres at 3.8, 120 metres at 3.7, 150 metres at 3.4, all these from surface.
Okay, and what were the highest grades you saw in that campaign?
Oh, up to 21% on selected intervals. So, you know, there's some spectacular mineralisation in this project.
As good as those drill results are, they're still not the best drill hits of this project, am I right?
That's correct. Early in the program, we did two 1,000 or near 1,000 metre holes. One went 1,000 metres at 2.6% TREO. Inside that, there was 905 metres at 2.9. And a second hole went 985 metres at 2.73%. They are sitting underneath that mineral resource estimate we've got, so we know this thing has got massive demand for capability of extension down dip.
Do hard rock rare earth deposits like this tend to be isolated, or God forbid, are you seeing any evidence of other deposits like it on your ground?
Well, in this particular project, we do have some extensions of mineralisation, not only around the MRE. We've got two projects or prospects to the north and south. We call them North Knoll and South Knoll, going 3%, 4%, 5%, and 6% assays in rock chip samples. So there's certainly capability of extending our mineralisation on the surface footprint and at depth. This is a giant.
I know this is infill drilling, but how many more of these amazing drill hits do you want before you seriously start to look at mining this thing?
We've got a small program that was to do an indicated resource, which were part of our feasibility study. Those results will hit the market within this month. Feasibility study we're expecting in the early second quarter of this calendar year, leading into our construction phase and then into development.
Alastair Stevens from Lindian Resources, thanks for joining me on Bulls and Bears. And remember, we're only here to give you information, not advice, which you should, of course, seek independently. I'm Matt Burney, and this is Bulls and Bears.
For more public company interviews, go to the Money page on the 6PR, 2GB, 3AW, and 4BC websites and click the Public Companies tab.